tax increase, tax decrease, no tax increase, and even, you know, the present point won't be a net tax increase. It's a difficult one to look at.
What did you say today?
Well, no tax increase, no tax increase.
Well, that's your question.
Hopefully we'll like it.
We got our.
Is this too large for a home office, say, gradually opposed to any tax increase? However, you have always believed, and as you proved as early as 1969, in tax reform. And at one result, Congress did not care about, and what it is you had recommended is with regard to the minimum tax, and you think it should be at a higher level than the Democratic Congress has enacted. And that this comes under the category, this is old fashioned politics.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is, let me say that. I'm just trying to think how you put it in the most political way. What you would say is that I called upon the Congress again to enact the tax reform that I proposed in 1969. The tax reform does provide for a higher tax for those who have tax shelters. People are earning $30,000 or don't. You can't be in the answer. You're about to see about it. You've got to say $30,000 and so forth. People are going to worry we're earning $5,000.
I think you might be all right on that if you would say it's not the revenue, it's the principle of the thing.
And you have to call it a higher tax. Greater compensation to the cost of government.
Greater equity.
The interest of equity. Interest of fair.
Well, of course, that's the purpose of the reform, the interest of equity. The only problem is it does raise more revenue. Right, John?
Yes. What did you say?
Well, in 1970, the present system collected $120 million.
I still think that what I would do was to take that, and even though it's minimal, I would put that as a first installment on whatever we're going to do in terms of our long-term property tax.
Then you want to be a part of it.
Over a four-year period. The property tax rate cannot come in any sizable amount now. There's that. You can't do it 1 year. You can't do it 2 years. You can't do it 3 years. It should be about 4 years. In my opinion. I'm just thinking out loud. But the point is here that having proposed this in 69, the Congress not having enacted, I call upon the Congress again to enact the interest of equity. Provisions of my 1969 proposal.
Let me try to think.
Let
me tell you.
And leave it about, and I don't rewrite it the way you know. No,
I bet. The real problem with this 4 year sentence.
Oh, that's okay.
Because you are disassembling local tax assessment and collection.
I do not want $600 million in other revenue here to buy on the Donovan.
That's all I'm saying.
So we'll take the $600 million and give it to somebody.
Well, the point of property tax relief.
I wouldn't give it to the poor. That's more needed. I'd give it to the elderly or I'd provide it for the middle income people or whatever the hell you want. But I'd call upon the Congress again to enact the proposal so and so. Which, of course, just adjust that $600 million we're talking about. These guys have gotten away with it because the Congress didn't enact it. You see, if we could work out something that I think it's very important to run this by, we're only talking now. But you've got to run by the economy then, because he's out all the time. He's quite aware of this, but on the other hand,
on your property tax, in a sense, there is no such thing as the property tax. It varies.
Of course.
So the
Sure.
Problem of interlocking
some
the federal government to all of the jurisdictions, city and state, is great. One method,
well, that is great, sure.
One method to handle this, although it has its disadvantage because it has some incentive the other way, but one method to handle it is just to make the property tax, say, for the elderly whose income is no higher than something, a tax credit. They can just deduct it fully. Then you have no, you're not interlocking with state and local systems at all. But if they can just deduct fully any tax that they pay as property tax,
other
they have not paid any
property tax for people 60 or older.
Cutting their tax as a result of this income rather than spending it.